Today's reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a now deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of God.
Let us pray together before we listen to God's message. Lord our God, as we gather here today, we are in need of your love, your grace, your forgiveness. Thank you again for extending all of that to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity to be in your presence, to be with one another this morning, especially as we will be meeting around the table, the supper that your Son, Jesus, instituted. As we now await your message for us, God, I pray that your Spirit will open our hearts, open our minds, open our lives to receive the good news and to be challenged by it again this day. Bless us now with your word. We are ready to listen to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So in the early 1980s, a quick-serve Chinese restaurant opened at the Glendale Galleria Mall in California. The owners, Andrew and Peggy Chern, if I pronounced that correctly, called it Panda Express. Anybody heard of Panda Express? So a few years later, Chef Andy Cao developed their signature dish, orange chicken. In 1993, things started to take off. They had 100 restaurants. By 2007, they had grown to 1,000 restaurants. And today, they have more than 2,300 restaurants in 9 countries around the world. So with more than $3 billion in sales, they serve more than 90 million pounds of orange chicken every year. Panda Express is known for being a place where you can get American Chinese food quickly and cheaply. And surprisingly, the top dish is teriyaki chicken, which isn't even Chinese from what I believe. And that, along with Beijing beef and Kung Pao chicken, are apparently the best things on the menu. Anybody ever had Panda Express? Some of you have. And the famous orange chicken comes in fourth. In 1999, Panda Express expanded its philanthropic work when it established a foundation called Panda Cares. And they are committed to serving the communities in which they operate by providing food, funding, and volunteer services to undeserved youth and as well as disaster and relief efforts. And since 1999, Panda Cares, has raised over $329 million. And as a company founded by immigrants, they continue to look outward. The owners believe that good fortune is best when shared. And according to them, they are trying to answer the question, how do we best serve our people and the broader community? So in the Gospel of Matthew that we just read from, Jesus and his disciples are shocked by the news that Herod has killed their good friend John the Baptist. And so having the need to grieve and pray, Jesus climbs into a boat and retreats to a deserted place across the Sea of Galilee. But the desperately needy people of the region follow Jesus on foot. And although he himself is suffering, Jesus isn't irritated or annoyed that his retreat has been interrupted. On the contrary, what we see is that Jesus cares deeply for these people who are in need and unable to help themselves. And so it says in verse 14, when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them and he cured their sick. Compassion. Literally, it means that he suffers with them. So when he sees the crowd, Jesus is moved with pity from the depth of his heart. And he feels a sympathetic awareness of their distress. And he has a strong desire to provide some relief. Now, in Mark's version of this story, Jesus had compassion for them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. And so Jesus becomes their good shepherd. And in verse 19, he orders the people to sit down on the grass. Just like the Lord of Psalm 23, if you remember, the shepherd makes sheep lie down in green pastures. And what we learn from the Gospels is that Jesus is full of compassion. He has compassion for every one of his people. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter what their circumstances are. Jesus is the good shepherd that was promised by the prophets. He's the one who teaches his people. He's the one who heals their sick and injured. He provides them with food. As Isaiah predicted many, many years before, he will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms, and he will gently lead their mothers. Just like God said through Ezekiel, I will give you a shepherd from the family of my servant King David. All of you, both strong and weak, will have the same shepherd, and he will take good care of you. So I mentioned Panda Express and are trying to best serve their people and the broader community. So what we have here in our reading today is almost like a Jesus Express on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. But it's even better than the orange chicken and Beijing beef at Panda Express. So we see that Jesus feeds the crowd, about 5,000 of them. And this feeding of the crowd reminds us of how God gifted the ancient Hebrews in the desert with manna from heaven. And what happens here at this feeding of the 5,000 also points forward to the Last Supper. Because here, just like later when Jesus instituted communion, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. Now, the disciples only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, from what we understand. And so Jesus introduced a new version of a signature dish. He multiplied the loaves and the fish. And it says, all ate and were filled. So today again, we receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And just as Jesus and the people did when they were together on the grass by the Sea of Galilee, we share bread with each other today. And we also feel the compassion of Jesus in this meal. And we discover that our hearts are filled. So teriyaki chicken is the top dish at Panda Express. Communion, the Lord's Supper, is the top dish at Jesus Express, because nothing else even comes close. And what we learn from this story is that our Lord does provide. Maybe not millions of dollars for children in need or people recovering from natural disasters. But He provides physical and spiritual nourishment for people around the world. And when we find ourselves in a lonely and deserted place, Jesus meets us there. And He has compassion for us. And when we feel spiritually empty, Christ breaks His bread and He feeds us. And when we are worn out at the end of the day, Jesus does not send us away to go fend for ourselves. He invites us to lie down in green pastures, and He offers us what we need for life. But it's not just about us. Jesus also encourages us to be His hands, to be His feet, because He wants us to extend His compassion and His nourishment to other people. He wants us to look outward. He wants us to answer that question raised by Panda Express: how do we best serve our people and the broader community? And you see, at first, the disciples in the story are resistant. They want Jesus to send the hungry crowd away so that they can go get their own food in neighboring villages. But Jesus says, no, they not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Says they don't have to leave. Why don't you give them something to eat? Now the disciples are mystified by this. Okay, how are we going to do that? All we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So what good is that going to do us? But after Jesus blesses the bread, He gives it to them, the disciples, and they hand it out to the crowd, and somehow there's enough for everyone. He breaks the bread, He gives it to the disciples, and then the disciples feed the people. And that's the challenge of the Jesus Express. That's the challenge for us who are calling ourselves Christ followers. To take what Jesus gives us and then to share it with others. He says, you give them something to eat. And then He gives us what we need to feed the world around us. You know, we tend to think that people going hungry is only a problem in other parts of the world. But statistics will show you that 34 million people in the United States are food insecure. 9 million children. 100% of U.S. counties have food insecurity. In 2021, 53 million people turned to food programs. I mean, we saw the line of cars when we had the food drives in our parking lot during the pandemic. And that was in our community. And so Jesus says, you give them something to eat. So we respond to Jesus' challenge when we do something to address food security, insecurity, the problem of food insecurity. Maybe we contribute to a food pantry. Maybe we volunteer at a soup kitchen. Maybe we have a food drive in our parking lot. Or you might support the local farmers market. Or you might give money and assistance to programs that feed the hungry across the world. You give them something to eat. But such feeding and sharing can go beyond putting food in hungry stomachs. We can give our tithes. We can give our offerings to the mission and the ministry of the church. We can invite and welcome visitors to worship and share communion with them. We can support efforts to put welcome bags together for homeless women who will be staying in the shelter on Northern Boulevard. Remember that Jesus was famous for eating with people he did not know? He was criticized for sitting down at a table with tax collectors and with sinners. He did not consider people to be strangers when it came to sharing food and fellowship. And when he reached out to people around him, he always showed generosity and he showed compassion. And you know, because Jesus has given us what we need for a good life, he wants us to share that goodness with others. Sometimes we say to ourselves, you know, I don't think I can afford it to give. My generosity and sharing are going to deplete me. Notice that when everyone in the crowd eats and is filled, there are 12 baskets of food left over. That's one basket for each one of the 12 disciples. You see, sharing with others never depletes us. It never hurts us. It never robs us of what we need for a good life. In the wonderful abundance of God's generous gifts, there's always enough for all. Giving and sharing actually helps us. We are blessed when we bless others. And so the message this morning is, Jesus meets us. He meets us in our deserted places. And he offers us what? He offers us compassion. Like a good shepherd, he gives us what we need for life. He gives us abundant food and drink, and protection, and life. And then because he wants us to be his disciples, he asks us to feed others with the resources that he has given us. And so we join Jesus in compassion and innovation, looking outward and caring for a world in need. May we all of us, be reminded of that as we celebrate his signature dish today, as we sit with him around his table. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, we are blessed in so many different ways, we typically don't even realize it. Thank you for your generosity to us. God, thank you for your son Jesus who gave his life because you are a giver and you want us to give. Give of ourselves, give of our resources to other people, particularly those who are in need, those who are struggling, those who are suffering. May we have an outward focus and not just see ourselves, but see the needs around us. And may your Spirit give us the courage and encourage us to be generous in our giving, to help where we can, so that your creation and your people will be blessed. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.